Ivan wisely allowed the inhabitants to keep their Muslim faith and Muslim ways, and they responded by becoming loyal Russian subjects. However, Ivan's attempt to gain a Baltic seaport failed, and Ivan's antics during the Oprichnik days virtually invited neighbors like Sweden and the southern Tatars to invade Russia. The exploration of Siberia, which began during Ivan's reign, was almost an afterthought. Like their earlier Mongol overlords, the Russians had no desire to live on the conquered tundra. Instead, the Russians wanted to extort tribute, usually furs, from the poor tribesmen who lived there. When the Russians reached the Amur River, they made their first contact with Manchu China, which was then nearing the peak of its power. Russia was too weak to fight a war at such a distance with such a powerful Chinese empire. So Peter's half-sister, the regent Sophia, signed the Treaty of Nerchinsk in 1689. Although the Russians were now allowed to trade with China, Russia could no longer expand directly east. Although St. Petersburg was Peter's primary obsession, just before his death in 1725, he dispatched a Danish navigator, Bering, to explore the northeast corner of Asia.